So it's Christmas Day, and I know that I promised some people in my life that I would try to be merry, and I'm not really sure how to evaluate that statement, what it would mean to be merry. I know that it probably doesn't sound like this. I mean, I think that a Merry Christmas doesn't really sound exactly like that. But if you can imagine a nearby universe that is not exactly like ours. Maybe it's a little different from our universe. Maybe it looks kind of like ours. I know. We've all seen that show Fringe, and we've all read our Alice in Wonderland, and we've all had our magical fantasies about other realities not like ours that might be nearby if you can only find a tiny little fairy's door. If you can find that fairy's door, I mean, if you can find that magical portal, you can enter the other realm and you can meet Santa Claus and you can talk to him about his fairy dust machines. And perhaps once you've understood the fairy technology, you'd be able to take it back to Earth and save us from the doom of, well, whatever doom faces us. But I promised to be merry, so I'm trying to think about what a Merry Christmas means to me, particularly at this moment. And you know what? It means a lot of different kinds of strange things, but maybe it does mean imagining this other kind of world, a world where there's still a Santa Claus. I mean, there's still a Santa Claus in this other world, but there's still a Santa in this other world, this other realm, but this other realm is a little different from ours. It's a little weirder. This other realm is separated by only a few tiny layers of probability. Only micro separations. Tiny little holes. But this other reality has a Santa Claus, and this Santa Claus wants to do right. This Santa arrived approximately 10 million years ago on a broken spaceship. This Santa was half organism, half biology, half robot. And this other Santa traveled here on a spaceship that had all sorts of strange technology and reached our world when we weren't even really humans yet. We were still, I don't know, monkey children. We did our monkey things in the monkey world with our monkey people. And Santa, which his actual name was Zartan 4YZ9 Delta 23. Santa tried to communicate, but all he got back was, Santa realized he had a lot of work ahead of him, and he decided that he would use his busted up spaceship, and he would create a base of operations somewhere centralized in the globe, right? The globe, someplace centralized in the globe, and that would be the North Pole. And he traveled to the North Pole and set up his magical base of operations with his fellow helpers, which were really just organisms in a petri dish that he decided to create. And they were called elves, but they're really just, they started out at nothing but earthworms. And, you know, our special Santa used his space technology to turn them into elves. But the centuries wore on, and Santa tried everything he could to get the humans to evolve, and so he realized that the only way to get them to change would be through progressive radiation exposure. And he also realized that his Santa spaceship, it was busted up pretty bad. He didn't really have the technology, the clean technology, any longer. He had to burn large chunks of uranium just like it was fucking coal. Santa's craft became so horrible that he had to wear a special suit, and the suit itself would glow red at night. His hair began to grow uncontrollably, it turned white. Santa began to grow so many tumors that he looked holly and jolly year-round, but that wasn't really fat. Santa didn't really have a lot of body fat. That was all tumors from the large, unshielded, almost like a coal-burning uranium nuclear reactor, because Santa's ship was busted up, man, and it drifted through the sky like a glowing fireball of pain. And that's really why Santa, you could see him in the sky, you could see his reindeer. They looked like reindeer, but they really weren't. They were the camouflaged ejection jets of an unshielded, you know, crappy, slow fission reactor that Santa's horrible ship had to be powered by. As he would chunk in those chunks of uranium coal, he would keep himself warm at altitudes of 40,000 feet, and keep in mind that Santa's ship used a lot of uranium because it had to use, well, quantum teleportostasis technology that allowed him to float within all the realms of, you know, three-dimensional space while conserving time. I mean, how do you think he does that all at night? But his ship could be seen. His ship could be seen glowing in the sky every December 24th. Even before mankind invented technology, And Santa had presents, but these presents, you know, they were toys, they were gifts, but they were, well, frankly, they were, you know, covered in highly radioactive cesium and other byproducts, because Santa realized the only way he could get humans to change was the way that he was changing, and that's through rapid, you know, highly destructive radioactive mutation. And through every Christmas, through every holiday, the humans were exposed to more and more radioactive gifts that were dropped by Santa from the sky, and then myths were created of Santa traveling to your home, because humans mutated. They got smarter, they built homes, they had farms and factories, and they had more sex and more humans, and those humans, they created language and mathematics and science, and Santa dropped more toys. More toys every Christmas covered in radioactive material. After eons of Santa every December the 24th flying his extraordinarily dangerous Santa craft, disguised in its own special way to freak out the proto-humans, after dropping so many presents, you know, the Neanderthals, they got presents too, but you know what? It didn't help them. In fact, the Neanderthals about 70,000 years ago began fearing Santa Claus because they realized he was the harbinger of death. So Santa, every December the 24th now, flies through the heavens delivering gifts to all the children on planet Earth. And if you listen closely, you can hear the song of Santa. It is not a song of hate or love. It is the song of an ancient alien that drifts through the sky, knowing that his madness is the only thing that keeps him warm. Every Christmas Eve, Santa drifts through the sky. The only force against Santa in this other universe was, of course, you know, the Christmas spirit, and that's all I'll say about that. But really, Santa wasn't necessarily an evil spirit. He just was driven mad by a desire to evolve the human race through, you know, radioactive mutation. And when you think about where we've arrived and all the technology we have now, we have amazing technology that is evolving humans at a tremendous rate of informational awareness and other forms of bullshittery. And all that's due to Santa and his experiments. So if you listen closely in the darkness of night, you can hear the anthem, the Christmas song, the true Christmas song. But you have to imagine a cold, dark night The same Santa that you remember, but the skin is greenish and it's drawn and it's covered in veins and his eyes glow. And he tosses chunks of uranium coal into a spacecraft as he drifts through the night. And Santa's out there. Santa's out there, drifting through the night in his wounded spaceship powered by chunks of radiation, uranium, crapola. His reindeer are really just the exhaust vents that are protruded outwards and covered to make look like reindeer, but they're not. But you can imagine his craft, a dark, metallic, Soviet-looking craft, drifting through the night. Goodbye, Santa. Goodbye.